Chapter 4, What's Your Personal Code? Greatness doesn't happen by chance, nor does it occur in a vacuum. Greatness comes from, first, a passion for what you do, and second, a clear understanding of what you can and want to be best at. The third component involved in any great story about overcoming adversity and achieving success is a personal code of honor, a set of personal rules and agreements that they are unwilling to compromise. What are your rules? To what do you hold yourself accountable? Who the heck are you? You see, because when all the smoke clears, they can take away your money, your possessions, your friends, and even your health. And what you are left with is your honor. In those terms, what is your code of honor? I have found that the most powerful people are not always found on the cover of Fortune magazine or Sports Illustrated. Sometimes they may be sitting in the office next door. They are those who have decided in life to take a stand about who they are, what their standards are, and who they want to be without regrets. My suggestion is this. If you haven't done so already, sit down and look at your financial life, your health, your relationships, and your values, and create your code. What are you willing to commit to for yourself and your family? What do you stand for? The problem is that lots of people talk a good story and tell others what they believe in, but in reality don't always live it. It's like the parent who tells his kids not to lie, but cheats on his tax return or fibs to his or her spouse. Kids notice. They pick up on it. So they understand that the real code, in that case, is not tell the truth, it's don't get caught. Those messages are sent all day long in the workplace as well. Team tip, what are you willing to hold yourself accountable to? The reason most people don't have a code of honor for themselves is that they don't want to be accountable. They'd rather sleep in than drag themselves out of bed before dawn to go work out, even though they know they should do it. It's called discipline. To be the best that you can be, you have to care enough about yourself to not let yourself down. If you do not have the discipline, it means at some level that you don't love you. Why in the world would you make an agreement with yourself and not hold yourself accountable to it? It means your health, your wealth, and your relationships. I'm sure you've had a friend or a colleague come to you with a personal or career-related challenge. And as a good friend, you're there to offer advice. You might say things like, "This is what you ought to do," or "You should put your foot down." But what do you do when it comes to you? What are the standards and values that you set for yourself? And are you willing to put your foot down and not compromise those standards? You have to have the discipline or the rules in those critical areas of your life, and you have to be willing to not only call yourself on breaches of that code, but surround yourself with friends, family, or colleagues who will also hold you accountable to your code. So I ask you, what is your code? Is it one of honor or not? Because when all is stripped away, what we are left with and what we leave behind is a record of our actions, our deeds, and our impact on others. You have a great code inside you. Be clear on it and don't compromise. Don't try to be all things to all people. When you are clear about who you are and what you stand for, and you act congruently within that code of honor, people of like mind will be attracted to you in droves. You do that and you will build wealth in all areas of your life. My hope is that if you do nothing else after listening to this program, you'll sit down and set your own code of honor. So what is the code as it relates to your primary relationships, financial freedom, business and team, family, health, and your own personal growth? All these things have one thing in common: you. The moment you make the commitment to your code of honor, to making those necessary changes, your life will change for the better. And I'm betting that if you're the kind of person to listen to this program, you're someone who is interested in growth and in becoming successful. and you're the kind of person people respect. People look to you and take their cues from what you do, whether you like it or not. Ultimately, you are your code. Personal team drill. Sit down in a quiet moment in your favorite place and create your own code. Think about what's really important to you. What problems or patterns have you created for yourself in the past that you'd like to resolve once and for all and finally take control of?